home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Another Queer FM day, Tuesday, having fun, chilling out in the hot seat, bringing you LGBT news, music, and all the rest. We got some lovely interviews lined up for you this wonderful Tuesday. So glad it's not raining outside today. You gotta love it. Vancouver on a dry day. Doesn't matter if it's cloud cover or whatever. It's all good. I'm happy. Keep it happening. Well, do a little review of my weekend. Not too much to report on. It was pretty tame. I kept it, how would you say? Super PG? Easily... nicely reviewed by children. Never a dull moment. I don't know. But yeah, no, I took it easy. I watched Hidden Figures, which I was really excited about. I've been waiting to see that, and I went to the theaters and saw Get Out as well. So, oh man, lots of good stuff there. I'm happy to report on. This weekend, what do we got up next? I will be DJing at Rent Check. That's at Astoria, Friday night, amateur strip show. They've taken me on as their new in-house DJ or house DJ, whatever you call it. That's me. I'll be holding it down, as they say. The young kids nowadays, they be saying, holding it down. That's me, holding it down. Got any requests? Don't bring them to me. I don't want to hear it. I'll be straight up like that. But anyways, let's get into some new music. You guys want to hear something new? I'm pretty sure. New stuff? Something brand new? Ears have never heard before? All right, I'm into the rap thing today, so let's get into this. 101.9 FM CITR, Queer FM, DJ Denise, get you some news in a minute. Play a couple tracks. Here we go. Lil Debbie, F That.
Always talking about Debbie ain't raw, Debbie ain't real, Debbie don't kill two trill. I done told y'all bitches, I'ma show y'all bitches no chill. Silly hoes, no? Hatin' ass bitch, oh debating ass bitch. What you mad you ain't done nothing, lily ass bitch? Ho, you hot that I pop, bitch, stop. I'm a gun off, safety ass bitch. Bang, bang, ho. Bitches talking on my back turned, always wanna smile my face. Caught on taking my place, girl, stop, bitch, please, bitch, freeze. Slap a hoe till her mouth lose taste. Talk now, though. Motherfucker trying to hit, talk slick like I'm pitching my shit. Like, I can pitch it underhand, you can know exactly where it's gonna land. You ain't never hitting this shit, motherfucker. I came in alone, I'm a down low. Don't call for a favor, all you getting is stout tone. And my stock going up, you might wanna check the Dow Jones. Bitch, I'm all the way up, ain't no pay cut, straight to majors. They mad they ain't us, now the clock, fuck that. Think I'm going crazy, maybe that's what you made.
Maybe that's what you made me. Maybe that's
mission amazing. They still ain't played my shit. They can never say they made my shit. Knowing goddamn well these bitches can't fade my shit. Real shit, bitch. Stupid hoe trying to tell me that I drank too much, smoke too much, joke too much. So what, hoe? I'm dope too much. Take a dick, you can choke on us. What you thought, hoe? Record label tell me that my image ain't clean. What you mean? I'm the queen on the scene. Got the team in a dream. Christian Elite, fuck y'all. I'ma still get green. What you talking about? Every bitch saying Debbie ain't wrecking shit. Microphone checking shit. Kill it every record shit. Gotta go and check a bitch. Teach a bitch a lesson shit. You ain't gotta like it, but you sure go respect the shit. I came in alone, I'ma die alone. Don't call for a favor. All you getting is a dial tone. And my stock going up, you might wanna check the Dow Jones. Bitch, I'm all the way up. Ain't no pay cut. Straight to majors. They mad they ain't nuts. Now it pop up. They think I'm going crazy. Maybe that's what you made me. Maybe that's why these bitches salty and they love to hate me. They say my bar too vulgar. Oh, I'm just getting colder. And that's the way it is until I say it's fucking over. They think I'm going crazy. Maybe that's what you made me. Maybe that's why these bitches salty and they love to hate me. They say my bar too vulgar. Oh, I'm just getting colder. And that's the way it is until I say it's fucking over. Fuck that.
I remember when we were together, you promised me we'd be one forever. I remember how I freely gave you all of my heart, baby. I remember when we used to kiss, now those are the times that I miss. And the love I had for you is gone, 'cause you did me wrong, baby.
I sacrificed. Gave you 7 years of my life. Now I'm stronger inside.
galaxies within our reach. We'll be the spark that ignites all the colors tonight. An eternal force they will never divide. So hold on, 'cause love's gonna make it all right. Take me to the major from the minor. Perfect in the light that you inspire. Lovely the
sailing through a raging sea of hormones. This disarray of thought will lead me straight to where I mean to feel your chest, your treasure chest, wherein lies my secrets. There for you to see, be a part of me.
Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Brooklyn-based chamber folk band Sam Furman.
Hey, honey, are you giving up? Hey,
playing at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, April 20th, with guest Low Roar.
Mama bless me with confidence.
Tickets are available now at timberconcerts.com.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Ooh, I'm so excited. Actually, I have great news. I've been accepted at the Vancouver Pride Society's event coordinator. Just got a wonderful email last week there, and I'm super happy to be on board. I'll be helping out with Vancouver Pride, so look out for me on the streets. I'm gonna be hitting the road, doing my cool thing. All right, well, so I've got some LGBT music or news. I did play some music there. You heard some great stuff from around Canada. Evan Westfall, who called in a couple weeks ago with Gay Pirates, and Destinique with I Feel the Love. Carl Thornton is from New York, but he's also one of our own, so, you know, he gets a mention. Now, what I have been reading here, record number of LGBT candidates running in the 2017 BC election. Can you guess which issues they agree on? I am reading from Daily Extra, and this is dated Monday, April 24th, 2017, and it says, in 2 weeks, British Columbians decide who will represent them in the provincial legislature. And among those angling for a seat in Victoria are more LGBT candidates than ever before. Between the province's three main political parties, 12 openly LGBT candidates are running up for seven main party LGBT candidates in the last BC election. Oh, where is it going on here? LGBT candidates are running up from seven main party LGBT candidates. In the last BC election, the last election also saw one gay candidate running for the BC Conservatives and one independent for a total of 9 openly queer candidates in 2013, 4 of whom got elected. This year, the BC Green Party is running Nicole Sperling, Coquitlam Mandeville, Ian Sortar, Coquitlam Burke Mountain, and Veronica Gurr, Surrey Pandorama. The BC Liberals are running Nigel Elliott, Vancouver West End, and Stacey Piercy, Victoria Swan Lake. The BC NDP is running the largest slate of LGBT candidates newcomer, Morgan Orgy, Vancouver False Creek, Susan Powell, Parksville Qualicum, and Jerry Taft, Columbia River Revelstoke, and incumbents Marble Ellsmore, Vancouver Kensington, Michael Farnsworth, Port Coquitlam, Nicholas Simons, Powell River Sunshine Coast, and Spencer Chandra Herbert, Vancouver West End. Extra interviewed a cross section of the party's LGBT candidates with this story, while they represent parties and platforms from across the political spectrum. Everyone extra spoke to agreed on the importance of having queer voices represented in British Columbia's government. I think often LGBTQ2 people are forgotten by a lot of people in the legislature. If they're not all involved in the community, says Green. Green candidate Nicole Sperling. It's important to have people in the legislature that understand the struggles of marginalized groups. A project coordinator of SNC-Lavalin, Sperling also sits on the Vancouver Pride Society Board of Directors. Yay! Chairing the Outreach Committee. Nigel Elliott of the BC Liberals agrees, I think, through the BC legislature, through elected office, that's one of the strongest ways you can have a good impact on your community. So every community doesn't need to be represented, he says. Oh, there, I got that right. An independent public affairs consultant, this may be Elliott's first time running for office, but he's no stranger to the workings of government, having previously been a researcher at the BC legislature. Ministerial aide. There we go. He volunteers with a gay men's health organization that provides counseling for at-risk youth, and is a visual artist whose work typically focuses on themes of sexuality and personal identity. Elliott is facing off against another gay candidate in Vancouver West End, incumbent Spencer Chandra Herbert of the BC NDP. Chandra Herbert, who recently became a father for the first time, is seeking his fourth term in office. Chandra Herbert agrees that having LGBT representatives in government is an important is as important today as ever. You can't understand a system discriminates. You cannot understand how a system discriminates against you completely or not unless you've lived it, he says. One subject on which Chandra Herbert and Elliott differ is what should be done about independent schools that have anti-LGBT admission policies. Yet receiving funding from the provincial government, Chandra Herbert says unequivocally that no school should receive public tax dollars if it discriminates against LGBT families. Elliott admits that news of such discrimination makes him angry, and his first impulse is to say their funding should be cut. But he says, upon reflection, he's come to question that reaction. Is immediately eliminating their funds the best approach? I don't think so, he says. We need to explore other things we can do to bring those schools into compliance in a way that doesn't punish people to the margins. Ian Salter, one of the BC Green Party's youngest candidates, says it's important for constituents to have access to a variety of choices in schools. But when it comes to government funding to everyone that has any line of discrimination, I think that's absolutely outrageous, he says. Soltar is the communications chair for the Young Greens of Canada and youth representative of the Green Party in Canada. He says while he's not a one-issue candidate, he tries to campaign with a focus on how issues will impact youth. NDP incumbent Marble Elmore says anyone who experiences discrimination should be able to seek assistance to make sure their human rights are protected. My expectation is all institutions obey the law. We have a human rights code that prohibits discrimination, so it's my expectation that be upheld throughout the province. She would like to see the BC Human Rights Commission reinstate to help more people bring their cases to the tribunal. Oh, wow. This is great news. I'm really happy to hear that BC is is one of the leading provinces with LGBT candidates running for the BC election. This is exciting. So 2 weeks, y'all. I hope you were paying attention and will be also choosing a great candidate for our spots that we all have. Oh my goodness. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. I'm DJ Denise, bringing you that LGBT news and music. I have one more little article here until I go back to some more music. This one should be not too long. Morgane Orger is Canada's best chance at election on trans person electing. Is Canada's best chance at electing a trans person in 2017? Oh, okay. Activist turning politician hopes to unseat Liberal incumbent in BC's May 9th election. Ooh. Maybe this was a mistake, Morgan Orger says with a laugh, referring to her necklace. It's not about the jewelry itself, a simple pendant on a fine silvery chain, but rather the chain's tiny clasp, which has become the cause of an orange scarf. She manages to untangle the fabric and tugs on the thread, leaving a small ripple in the material. She's unfazed. Now, where were we? Orger, 49, is at the JJ Bean on Davie Street in the heart of Vancouver False Creek, the riding she hopes to win in May's provincial election. As her orange scarf suggests, she's running for the BC NDP, a candidacy that made headlines when she won the party's nomination last November. Because of Orger's gender identity, BC's NDP nominations nominates transgender candidate Morgan Orger in Vancouver False Creek. Morgani Orger is the first transgender woman to be nominated by a major party. Transgender candidate Morgane Orger makes history in Vancouver False Creek. Wow. Well, this is amazing. I'm so happy to hear this. I'm just going to play a quick little tune by Fake Tears. It's called Rite of the Night. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR. This is DJ Denise. Getting right into it. We'll be right back. Queer FM. Queer FM?
Hi, Denise.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
This is, you're listening to Queer FM. Thank you very much for calling. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Deonna Zammit from Story Edith.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for getting us,
no,
you know, today.
Thanks for having us on. I mean, it's not usually just the drummer coming on, but...
Yeah, you know? Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
you know, but... I think, actually, Denise, you and I actually know each other.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mutual friends. Back,
yeah, back in the lick days, I think.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Way back, way back then. Oh, my gosh.
Way back. Yeah, we go way back.
Yeah. Well, please introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell us, you know, how Story Edith came together, you know, and you know, a bit about yourself, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, we all came from different parts of Canada.
Oh, wonderful.
Kaylee came from Alberta, Aubrey came from the island, and I'm from Toronto. And they started jamming together probably, I don't know, like 8 years ago or something like that, Elle.
Oh, okay.
And, so they started, and then they met me, and they realized I played the drums. So like, oh, let's form a band. And we've just been writing music ever since.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the three of us are just best friends. It's just like, this is the best time.
What?
Yeah.
Holy,
yeah,
that's
awesome.
Such a great story. Everybody, like, coming across the whole country and, like...
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, we all just ended up, like, just totally at different times of our lives, moving to Vancouver, and now we're all here in a band together, and it's just, it's the best.
Wow. Yeah. And so I just saw you all do your EP release.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Like, yes.
Oh, okay.
At the Hindenburg.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. Such a great turnout and, like...
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I mean, we have such a great group of friends here. They always come, you know, they come in huge. We sometimes sell out places, and it's just our friends.
Mm. Yeah, and there's so much love in the city, right?
Exactly. It's such a great community. Mm. But yeah, so we had a great night that night, and then we played another show this past Saturday at Sugar Skull Studios.
Amazing.
So it's great.
Wow. And any upcoming shows to tell the people?
Well. Yeah, we are. Well, there's nothing planned yet, but we are planning just to play basically as many shows as possible, just to get our name out there, get people in to hear us and stuff. We really want to play shows in Victoria.
Nice.
And also Kelowna over BC. And once all the paperwork is done, hopefully head to Bellingham and Seattle to get our name out there, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Crossing the border.
I know.
Amazing.
Big time.
That is so, well, that's
a lot. It's like a lot of paperwork, though, because I've heard bands get screwed over because they don't, that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to make money over there. So, yeah, it's the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. You can be like banned from going to the States for like 5 years for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been
be
watching
prepared.
That. Yeah. That body. What is it? Security.
Yes.
Show.
They're
like asking people if they're going to be working across the border and all those things. Oh, my gosh. The interrogation is real.
They look at their Facebook page and it's like all about their show that they're going to do or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh.
You're just totally busted. Oh, my gosh. So, I wanted to talk about your QSA work, too. So you were doing work in Vancouver schools, please. Like,
yes.
Why did you start QSA?
Well, when I first started working for, I work in high schools in Vancouver, and I got a choice of which high school to work at.
Okay.
And of course, I chose the West End, West End High School, right off Davie Street, because I just thought it would be so much fun. It would be really gay friendly school, you know.
Oh yeah.
But then, unfortunately, when I got here, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh.
It was actually, I heard like the F word, the bad F word.
Oh, okay.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it was shocking. It was shocking. And there was, at the time, there wasn't a QSA. There had been in the past, but there wasn't when I arrived.
Wow.
So yeah, so I just asked, I got to know some students and said, you know, would you be interested in doing this? And they said, yeah. And it really has transformed the school. It went from, you know, hearing that word to never hearing it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just, we did this poster campaign. We literally put posters all over the school. And, you know, it just, it changed the vibe of the school, and it just educated people, right?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so wow. It's been great.
That's so great that you're able to get out in the community, and, you know, was this a passion of yours as well?
Well, actually, I grew up in Toronto, and I went to a private Catholic school.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so there was no QSA or anything there, and I was out, and, you know, I didn't have that hard of a time in high school. I was lucky that way, but... I remember graduating high school and saying, I want to work with teenagers, but specifically queer youth.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I was able to do that now at the school.
Wow.
So it's been great.
Yeah. What, oh my gosh. That's such great work. Like you come from the East Coast to the West Coast and bring the same vibe, you know, like,
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause you grew up in Vancouver, right?
Well, I just grew up in Vancouver, but like I was born in Ottawa. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get to travel across the country, see what, like I have lots of family still there, but you know, I have lots of cousins too, and they have to deal with all that. And it's such a different life out in the East Coast, right?
It is.
It's so different. But yeah,
at the high school that you went to here, did you have a QSA when you went?
No, I'm really super old. So back in the early 90s, there was, I don't remember ever even knowing anybody that was out, you know, talking about LGBT stuff.
Neither.
Yeah. So like, well,
me neither.
Yeah. So in early 2000s, I'm sure all the kids that are listening right now, they're super, you know, they're aware, and there's a lot more like, you know, Ellen was just coming out when I was a teenager, and it was, it was a totally different time.
And that was kind of hard too. Cause it was such a big backlash.
Yeah.
Right. Against her. I remember when when I was coming out, it was the debate in Canada over same-sex marriage. And it was so upsetting to hear the people be against it as I was coming out.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's like great because they're fighting for the right, for our rights. But at the same time, there's the other side of hearing, being a kid and hearing all this negative stuff about from adults, from politicians.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh. And I just read a story here on the radio right now that we've got the most LGBT candidates running for the election this year.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so super stoked.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. BC is doing well. Now tell us, how do you guys write your music together? Like, how does that work? Like, when you guys are all together?
Yeah. I mean, basically... Like, from the get-go, from when we first started, it's basically, maybe every band does this, I don't know, we just literally sit our instruments, and we just jam.
Wow. Okay.
We'll just jam for hours, you know, and then usually, like, we'll bring, like, a little Mickey of Fireball, and if we write something really good, we'll all have a swig of it to celebrate.
Okay. Wow. And so that's it. Creative juice is going.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. But no, we just all write our music together. Sometimes Aubrey will come with like a guitar part, or Caleb come up with a guitar part, and we'll jam to that. But usually it's just all of us sitting around and just having a great time just writing some music.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's so amazing. I have a song to preview for our listeners.
Okay.
Boredom is Beauty. Is that cool? Could you intro it, and we'll play it, and I'll come right back to you. I've got a couple more questions.
Boredom is Beauty by Story Edith.
Here we go. 101.9 of MCITR. Let me get it right. Queer FM. All right. We'll get right into this. One sec.
Yeah.
All right.
Put the my gun. Don't worry, it is plastic. Two worlds, two worlds into one. I'll put our
Doxa Documentary Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World. Featuring music icons Charlie Patton, Mildred Bailey, Link Wray, Jimi Hendrix, Jesse Ed Davis, Buffy St. Marie, Robbie Robertson, and others, Rumble shows how these talented Native musicians help shape the soundtracks of our lives. That's May 5th at Van City Theater. For more information and showtimes, visit doxafestival.ca. That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Yay, yay, yay. 100.5 FM, Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO. You're listening to Queer FM. We did it. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from you.
We still got you there?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Oh, my gosh. Everything's going off on me in the studio. I'm excited with the music. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. That was nice. I'm like, I'm in the parking lot of the school I work at, just like dancing to my own music. That's nice.
Oh, my gosh. You got to have it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. It's so great. You guys have done such a great job. Everything sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Which studio did you guys record out of? I'm just curious.
It's actually interesting. We played a show at, it used to be called Joe's Apartment, and now it's called Studio on Bramble.
Yep.
And the guy that recorded us, his name is Schaefer Carson, and he was doing our sound that night, and he said, oh man, I really like your sound. I'd like to record you guys. So he built a studio basically in his own apartment.
Okay. Holy.
So we did the vocals there.
Nice.
And the guitar and bass there and keys. But then my drums, we recorded at Studio on Granville Street.
Wow.
So the sound, he just put mics all over the, like, all over the room. And it was just, so that's why the sound of the drums sounds so great on the EP.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, it just sounds like we're in a concert listening to
it. Yeah.
It's so
I guess what he was going for, yeah.
Wow. Holy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, please get the social media out there so people listening in can get a hold of your music.
Yeah.
You know?
So you can check it out at storyedith.com. We got all our songs there, and we'll have all our upcoming. There's a plane going by right now.
Oops.
I don't know if you can hear that.
No,
we
can't hear it.
But
okay.
Also, we're on Facebook.
So okay.
Story Edith on Facebook. And we are on Spotify, so follow us on Spotify. We're on Twitter, you name it. We're basically on it. We're on iTunes. We're selling our music on iTunes as well. So, yeah, we're pretty much, Kaylee has done a good job at just putting everything out there.
Wow, that's so sweet.
On the interweb.
That is, yeah, that's where you got to have it, right? So people can get at it. I love it. I love
exactly.
it. I love it.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So what's next for Sorty, Edith?
I think like I was saying before, we're just going to try to play as many shows as possible. We want to keep writing,
nice.
So we have a full album. I think just like, playing as many shows as possible, getting our name out there.
Amazing, amazing. And Pride stuff? Anything?
Oh, we're trying.
Oh, you're working hard on that? No. I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Yeah. We applied to play at the Davy Street party. And
nice.
All that stuff. But we'll see, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully. It's still early.
That's good.
It's good that you guys are applying and working on it. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling us, Deanna.
Thank you so much for having me on. That was great.
Yes. We'll do it again.
We should meet up sometime.
Oh, for real?
In person again.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
My friend Rainine was the one who gave me the CD.
Right.
And I was like, I know a few of these band members.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But it's Aubrey's friend, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah. Rainy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
great.
Gosh. I hope they're listening in or catching it later, too.
Yes. Thank you, everyone that made this happen.
Yes. And I've got Perch ready to go. So I'll play out
with
Perch. And you can just, say your goodbyes if you want to give some shout outs to the band members, too. Please do.
Just Aubrey is the guitar and the vocals. And she sometimes plays the bass. That's the great thing about Kaylee and Aubrey. They switch their instruments almost every song.
Wow.
So it's very interesting to watch. And then, Kaylee plays the bass guitar and keys as well. And sometimes now backup vocals.
What?
Interesting.
That's so cool. Gotta follow this band, y'all. Sorry, Edith.
Yeah.
Vancouver's own. Awesome. Well, thank you very
much. Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
Peace. Bye. 100.5 FM, Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO. You're listening, or why am I talking about CFRO? 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. We've got the music. Here we go with Sorry Edith and Perch. Getting right into it. In Vancouver at UBC. Here we go. CITR.
Hi, yes, this is Sonia Renee Taylor calling in for an interview.
Yes, hello, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise talking to you right now, live on the radio. Yes. We're right into
it. How you doing?
I'm very good, very good. Thank you very much for calling in, and I'm very excited to talk to you. I've heard all about the Versus Festival. Versus Festival of Words. Oh, there's so many things. The body is not no apology. I'm not an apology. Not an apology. Yes. And I love that name. You guys.
Thank you.
You guys have been going since April 20th. Is that correct? The festival.
So yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes. Can you hear
me? So yeah, the festival, I believe we go on whatever Wednesday is, and I don't know that date because I feel like I've been on the road forever. But The Body Is Not an Apology has been in existence since 2011.
Okay, wow. Amazing. So it's been going on for years and years.
Yes. We have been doing the work for quite a long time. So,
Wow, okay, so you're the founder And I'm reading here the racial executive officer of the body.
The radical executive officer.
Okay. What?
It's
an international movement. Now, so you've been doing, I see there's a digital magazine and you know, there's, you know, you're doing education companies and committed to this whole thing. Please tell us more. Like, we need an introduction from you.
Absolutely. Yes. So The Body Is Not an Apology is a digital media and education company focused on radical self-love and body empowerment as the foundation for social justice and global transformation. So what we really believe is that oppression and injustice are in so many ways a manifestation of our inability to make peace with the body, our own bodies and other people's bodies. And so through information dissemination, our digital magazine, through our education programming, workshops and webinars, and through community building, we foster radical, unapologetic self-love, which we believe translates into service and action toward a more just, equitable, and compassionate world. We believe that as we change ourselves and our relationship with our own bodies, we have the capacity to change the world.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. What a great introduction. This is great. So what is your audience expected to see during you're going to go through this event on Wednesday. What are they going to see?
So I started out as a performance poet.
Okay.
And so I write and perform poetry. That is what I've been, that was my career for the last 13 years. And then The Body Is Not an Apology sort of came along and created itself. And so I'm really excited about sharing how my poetry led to the work of The Body Is Not an Apology. And so people can expect to hear poems about consent and loving ourselves. They can expect to hear poems about learning to live in our bodies.
Yes.
They can expect to hear poems about how we can be better humans to each other. And they'll laugh and they'll cry. Hopefully we'll do a little bit of all of that.
Oh my gosh. So many different emotions. What a spectrum.
People often say that after a show of mine, ooh, I feel all the things.
All the feels, right?
All the feels, yeah. All of the feels.
That's so good. That's so good. So good. So good. And now I'm curious too. Tell us about the event. I know there are many amazing poets that are going to go up. Would you like to name a few, or talk about your favorites?
Sure. So I can only tell you so much because I am doing the event with my best friend. We call each other our platonic life partners. Her name is Denise Jolly.
Wow.
She's a phenomenal poet and body activist who has a project called Be Beautiful.
Okay.
Where she has traveled around the world taking photos of herself in, various states of disrobe.
Okay.
with the words beautiful written on her body. She's just, badass. I don't know if I'm allowed to say
That's fine. Yep, yep.
Brilliant, just brilliant artist and a brilliant human being as well. And so I'm excited to share the stage with her. She and I will be sort of doing our sets right after each other. I also saw the other day that my good friend and fellow poet, Saul Williams, is also in the event. And, he's such a bearer for the world of performance poetry, and certainly someone that I looked up to when I first came into the scene. And he continues to just kind of be on the cutting edge of powerful work. I think I have another friend. Actually, it's funny you asked me this question, and I'm like, actually, I know lots of people in this.
Yes,
festival.
Yes.
another brilliant. A disability activist and queer writer, and she's also, I believe, in it, and she's brilliant. I love her work.
Oh wow! Oh my gosh! There's so many.
One day, but
wow!
Yeah, I'm excited. It's filled with great folks.
I'm so excited for y'all. And Jillian Christmas, is from Vancouver, so I followed her and her work as well. She's a spoken word artist. And I just wanted to shout that out as well. So
the reason we're there, she invited us.
Yes. And now, so the Versus Festival, which is happening across venues in East Van from now till the end of April, is that it? April 30th?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, it's best known for its spoken word poetry and poetry performances. How does spoken word differ from traditional literary readings?
I think there's certainly some crossover because, you know, writing is writing and the word is the word. But I do believe that spoken word is really about the intention that the delivery of the message happens in person, in real time, in your body, you know. And
yes.
So I think that there's a different way that people receive those messages than they do on a written page of time to, you know, go back to that sentence and read it again and pick it apart and all of those things. And in spoken word, you don't have that time. And so it's really about how do I use all of my being to convey this message? How do I let my full body be an instrument of the poem?
For real. Wow. This is a great event. And now, can people buy tickets online? I'm looking at the event on Facebook and they're showing the Eventbrite stuff?
I believe it's an Eventbrite link. I am not sure exactly what the link is, but
okay.
If you put in, you know.
Versus Awards.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just thought I'd throw that out there. And are you promoting some social media of your own, your private social media, so that people can, you know.
Absolutely. I definitely want to tell people to visit thebodyisnotanapology.com.
Yes.
Read our magazine. Follow the amazing writers who talk about all of these intersections of our lives and our bodies. And if you want to hang out more with me on social media, you can find me on Facebook at Sonya Renee Taylor, or you can also find me on Twitter at Sonya Renee Poet, and you can find The Body Is Not an Apology on Twitter at Radical Body Love.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for waking up early and, like, you know, getting on with your day with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
This was so great. I'm so happy that you're in town now, and Vancouver is going to be blessed with, you know, the lovely performances that you all have this week.
Thanks. I'm excited to come and spend some time with Vancouver.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, I hope. Please call us again.
I don't know. All right.
All right. Well, thank you again. We'll talk to you soon. And congratulations on your wonderful event, Sonya.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yes. Goodbye. Yes, okay. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM, DJ Denise. The verse of words. The verses of words. Yes, we've got it. Oh, man. I've got some cool music. We got to play the end of Perch there because we've got lovely interviews coming in all times, every day. So again, you're listening to 101.9 FM. I'm DJ Denise. Sorry, Edith, with Perch. We're going to get through this track. Here we go.
Tree. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You are just hanging out with me. That's all you get. The cool DJ Denise. Yeah, I got an inflated ego. Anyways, moving on. You just heard amazing music from Vancouver. From Sorry Edith with Perch. That's my favorite song off of the whole EP. So, love it. And also, Boredom is Beauty. I love it too, but I have a little soft spot in my heart for Perch. It's, whoa. It's like, I don't know. I need some reviews on that. Please hit up Queer FM Radio on Facebook, Twitter, everything. Blast these lovely ladies into the stratosphere because their music is amazing. Like, come on. Vancouver's awesome. And the way that they came together, I love that story. That's the best. All a band built from across this beautiful country. Ah, all right. I've got my LGBT news I'm going to get into. I was just reading this little bit off of LGBT Nation, and I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, how does this happen? What? All right. New rainbow font is a touching tribute to Pride flag creator. Last week, I read a story about the poor Gilbert Baker who created the Pride flag. So I'll get into this article. It was dated April 24th, 2017. And what it is saying is the recent passing of Gilbert Baker, the artist and advocate who created the first rainbow flag that is known worldwide as the symbol of the LGBT community, inspired a community arts and media organization and the organizers of New York City Pride to create a fitting 21st century memorial. In a news release shared by Joe My God, Newfest, and NYC Pride announced a new font created with the design team at advertising giant Ogilvy and Mather. The new font is called Gilbert and was inspired by his greatest creation, the rainbow flag. We wanted to create something special that would not just honor Gilbert and his iconic rainbow flag, but also give the LGBTQ community a fantastic tool to help them create their own banners, posters, and signs. People can now raise the rainbow flag with every letter they type by literally embedding the rainbow flag into the font we made. Is possible for everyone across the world to type with pride. The team indicated they're hoping for feedback on the design, which was created by artists at Font Self. This is a little quotation from them. We are all driven by the same passion of self-expression and creativity. Today we are releasing a preview version of the font, and we are illustrate based on the feedback of our community. We will also share behind the scenes updates, so someone interested in using the font or creating their own version can learn more about color fonts. There's also a little short video, so if you want to hit up LGBT Nation, you can check it out. The title on LGBT Nation says, "New Rainbow Font is a touching tribute to Pride flag creator." So, and it's dated Monday, April 24th, 2017. So all you people out there, check it out, watch the video, because this is really exciting. Now, again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and I've got lovely music to share with you. I've got this song that was brand new last week, still pretty cool right now, Diana Boss with Give Me Life, featuring Quanah Style. Another one of my favorites. Here we go, Vancouver. We're just really winning right now. The sun is coming out. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing blue skies from where I'm sitting here in UBC in the nest. Here we go. I'm going to get into it. Give Me Life.
Walk for me.
Local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at
Hot Art Wet City, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, East Vanity Parlor, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Dandelion Records and Emporium, The Rag Machine, Neptune Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Book Warehouse, On the French Hair Design, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, True Value Vintage and I Found Gallery, and the Biltmore Cabaret.
What would we do without our friends?
A 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You're hanging out with me. I am just about to announce my cool events in the city. Whoa, it's too loud. Oh my gosh. Here we go. What's on today? I have an event here called Sounds Like Fire, Femme for Femme. This is also a Versus Festival of Words event at the Kulch. Oh my gosh, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., 1895 Venable Street in Vancouver. Get yourself locked and loaded and involved. I see tickets, you can just buy tickets at the Kulch. This event features Amber Dawn, Leah Lakashmi, and oh my gosh, in this femme-focused showcase, we are gifted with the opportunity to bear witness to brilliant magic born of community and coven, care and creativity among four racially vulnerable and fiercely capable femmes, building each other up in a world that pushes us to the verge of burning it all down. Whoa. So, this event will have an ASL interpreter. Please follow them. Again, I was saying April 25th is the date of this event. Sounds Like Fire, Femme for Femme. That's all you need to type in to your Google webs, enter anything, interwebs and all that stuff. Make sure to get to that one. Now, and then I have another one the following day, April 26th, is The Body Is Not an Apology with Sonia Ray Taylor and Denise Jolly. This event is also at the Kulch, 1895 Venable Street, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. And we just spoke with Sonia. Please follow the links. I posted some on Queer FM's Facebook page, so you can just click click on the little links there and find yourself a ticket. Or go. You can go to the door and beg if you like. It's your prerogative. I'm not sure how things go. I know The Weeknd is in town. He's not LGBT, but I have a little soft spot in my heart for The Weeknd. Where is he performing? Oh, Rogers Arena. Shout out to anybody who wants to give me a free ticket. You know, you could always... It's easy. Message me on Twitter, Instagram, anything. I'll take it. A Queer FM sponsored weekend ticket for me. I also see the Mr. and Mrs. Cobalt teamwork event happening at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. This is happening from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. You can check out round 3 is all about teamwork. Please come out to support Owen and Stud Her, who are paired up for the first time. The challenge this week is to pay homage to the Shame Spiral, a show hosted by the incomparable Peach Cobbler. Please vote for the Studs and Owen. Owen and Stud Her. Your vote counts. I love that. The cocktails and cocktails, 8 p.m. and show. The show starts at 9 p.m. sharp. So make sure you're there. Get down there. Looks like a great time. Super exciting for an awesome Wednesday night. Moving on, this weekend is just going to be crazy busy. Also, I'm just looking forward to all the debauchery I can get into. I'm going to be at Rent Check on Friday. So if you go to the Astoria, you can see me playing music. Astoria on Hastings. The address, let me double check, because I'm not sure myself. Where is the Astoria again? Oh, 769 East Hastings Street in Vancouver. The Astoria with Rent Check will be going on all the way till 2 a.m. So you can get to whatever you got to do all night long, but also make your way to the Astoria, because that's where I'm going to be. Haha, gonna promote that. Anyways, moving on. The rest of the week end has... Oh my gosh, this month is just going by so fast. Stand Up, Stand Out is happening on Saturday. That is at... what is this place called again? I'm not seeing the name of the place. I have the address. 1216 Butte Street in Vancouver. Looking for... Okay, doors at 7. There's a whole list of new comics. Oh yeah, it's XY, 1216 Butte Street. Tickets are $15. It's got a really early show, like I was saying. Doors at 7:30. Show starts at 8. They're looking for extra chairs. Oh, wow. Stand Up, Stand Out has just been blowing up and having great response all around. Good response. I'm sneaking up on 10 o'clock here. My time is almost done. I know you guys want more out of me. Can you believe that we're almost getting into May? I am just blown away at what's happening here. Where is time going? It is just moving too quickly for me. I guess as I get older, that's just what happens. Gotta get used to it. Well, yeah, that's the way it goes. So again, I'll say it again. We got me Friday night. Astoria, Rent Check, Be Naked, Win Money. That's what they're saying. It starts at 10 o'clock. Get to Astoria. Come and check me out. Saturday, I also see Queer Inc. is happening. This is 8 p.m. till 12 at the Laughing Bean, 2695 East Hastings. Queer Inc. is, it says, hey, what's up, everyone? As most of you already know, I've recently decided to continue on my journey in transitioning from female to male. It took me several years to finally sum up my courage and pick up wherever I left off. It's a big life decision, and I want nothing more but for you folks to join me in the celebration of my rite of passage. This event will be a ceremony ritual that will welcome me to my new life. We will have a trans workshop facilitator to help create group dialogue, how to support trans people and find answers to some difficult questions you might have about trans folks. There will also be some story sharing, food, music, singing, dancing, and many other fun things. I have not decided a venue yet. Well, I see a venue here, the Laughing Bean, 2695 East Hastings Street. Queer Inc. Is what the name of the event is. And another closet to come out of. Okay. Get it. Well, I'm going to play a last tune. Everybody, find your dancing shoes, dust them off, because we got Queer as Funk with Dancing in the Street. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR, and I'm going to say, see ya. I'm done for the day.
All right. You ready to rock this out, Whitehorse? Nice.
Go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, 'cause I'm the man.